Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 33, there is another way of looking at the world. Let's take a moment and imagine a challenge that is facing you and put it right in front of you. Go ahead and take in all of the details of this particular challenge, the people that are involved, and what needs to happen in order for this situation to be corrected, and how that answer seems to be withheld from you for some unknown reason. So today, as we look upon that challenge that we are facing, we want to remember that we are always seeing the effect of our past thoughts and nothing more. You see, to truly affect change and to have a new and healed experience, we need to leave a space in our minds for the Holy Spirit to intervene on our behalf. Remember that there's a part of our own divine intelligence called the Holy Spirit, or your God intelligence. There's a part of us, part of our one mind, that has all the answers, that understands everything that needs to happen for us to get back to our peace and happiness and health and abundance. You see, only in our minds have we wandered away from what is naturally and rightfully ours. So in essence, it has never actually occurred. It has only happened in our mind. But as a child of God, when it happens in your mind, the power that you have within you actually projects that idea as if it has actually happened, and it has not. The abundance that you have is certain because God gave it to you, that it shines through you and from you and as you, because the source of abundance is what created you. So only in our mind could we decide that we are not abundant or that we don't have something that we need in surplus and with ease. Today, as we face our challenge, we're going to leave that space for the Holy Spirit. And we can offer a prayer such as this: Dear God, I offer this space to you. And I know that what I'm facing truly has my attention. And there's some part of my mind that perhaps is in worry or fear, thinking that perhaps the worst thing could happen, and that in some way this situation could cost me something that I want very much. And I am willing to see this differently. I'm going to acknowledge there is another way of looking at this. And those are not just casual words. Those words hold my freedom today. There is another way of looking at my problem, and I'm choosing to remember that it is not up to me to determine how to see it. My part is to invite true perception. Take my thoughts today, the ones that have come from the past, the ones I've been holding on to that are somehow projecting to or consenting to my challenge. Take those thoughts from me and heal them for me. I have no interest in lack or despair or pain or suffering. I am willing to align only with the thoughts that God would have for me. Today I choose peace and safety. My goal is peace. I take my mind off of my illusions, my challenges, and my problems, and I turn them over to you, and I focus only on the truth. That God's will is my happiness, that I am entitled to peace because I am the child of God, and that abundance is my birthright. Today I allow these thoughts to emerge in my mind so I can get back to the safety and the true happiness that is your will for me. I accept your plan for my happiness today in place of my own. Amen.